Did you get those?
Yes, I did.
I
find it. Just saying, you do it, and then you say, Peterson here is working with me.
Yesterday, I talked to Mr. Clancy, and he removed himself from my, because of this, the people who were involved, the kids, my directors, Peterson, I made a decision on Peterson myself, and he wanted to stand across the table. I said, all right, you know, Peterson, say, that's right, Peterson, you know, Peterson is charged with this, and so on. I made the record with him, like, my buddy's visit him last night. Oh, he's got everything sent it. So, well, now, in seeing me now, I think the point is that in taking these letters from him, it would be with the agreement that neither he nor you would announce it immediately. But the announcement would be at your discretion.
Right.
And the decision would be at your discretion as to which way you go. But in view, then you might ask me whether he intends to plead guilty or not.
Yeah.
Or not guilty, because that will weigh in your own decision.
That's right. That's right.
Well, then that'll come out.
Well, let me say that if he gets caught by me, he's going to be there. If he's done with that, you can't have him around here, the kind of stuff he's going to talk about.
Well, ask him what you should say publicly about the deed report.
He said there was no deed report. All right, well, that's fine. I said it was moral for it. Didn't I ask him about the right line of sentence? Yes. Didn't you say something about the right line? Yes. I said, was anybody involved? No.
I said,
fine. I went down the line.
You know what?
That's all we said in the bottom early, but Colson. I said, did you know? He said, no. So we just lying on that as if he didn't know about it before prior
knowledge.
Only one point of the review that you he did discuss with me this need for the funds for him.
Did he do that to you personally? Memo on that. And I'm having a look for it now. But in any event, we
kind of a full court press at that time. Remember, we were in San Clemente, we had the burger come out there, and we had a lot of conversations on the phone, and I blasted him and badgered him and urged him, and he dug his heels in,
At least five times during this period, I would get Dean into my office, and he'd come in with his problems and stuff, and we'd go through the whole thing. I told you this a couple of those times, at least. I said, John, why don't you just put the whole thing out and go with it?
Mitchell said, I take care of it.
Okay, I'm going to see you.